Everett Westmeyer was a student at the University of Illinois in the mid-70s. He studied accounting.
The state provided over 60% of our support. My tuition was $500 a year, right? A lot of money at the time, but not a lot of money compared to what's going on today.
He teaches accounting and economics now at Kishwaukee College, so he's seen firsthand tuition prices at schools across the country skyrocket. But in the conversation around free college and debt forgiveness, he thinks the role of the individual states has flown under the radar.
The states have to be in on it too. It's not just the feds providing free education. The states also have to step up, because the states, as far as higher education, have really dialed back, especially in recent years, right? But also from the primary and secondary levels, they've dialed back a bit in recent years. There's only so far you can go in education making more with less.
Only about a quarter of the University of Illinois system's budget in the 2019 fiscal year came from the state. And although Illinois has started reinvesting in education over the last year, higher ed funding is still a long way away from its peak in 2002. So, with the amount of debt people are in and how expensive college has become, is canceling student debt just the right thing to do? And then, if so, whose debt? Does the public have to compensate people who really struggled to pay off their student loans, but eventually did finish? Westmeyer thinks that you'd probably have to.
Once you start dividing up and say, okay, we'll forgive yours, but we won't forgive yours, then you open up another can of worms.
What about parents who take out Parent Plus loans on behalf of their kids' education? Since the turn of the century, the number of parents on the hook for big student loans, loans of more than $50,000, has grown to 10% of the loans of that size. Do those parents' debts get erased? Well, for up to that $50,000 figure, Elizabeth Warren once again says yes. And say Elizabeth Warren does get elected president and gets her student debt plan passed. What happens to the economy then, besides all those taxes we touched on earlier?
So these students can start buying homes, right? So that marketplace is going to benefit from that. Because again, it's pretty hard to get a home loan if you've got up to your eyeballs in student debt. Marriage and family formation, right? This is an interesting one. I saw this in a couple different places. The growth of small business, the opportunity to build a contingency fund, saving for retirement. They're saying GDP would be increased.
Those seem like generally positive things, right? Well, he just hasn't gotten to the negative stuff yet.
I'm looking at budget deficits. The one ratio they mentioned here is deficit to GDP.
Westmeyer also adds that there would be plenty of effects on the state level, since they'd provide a bulk of the education funding. But even if someone like Elizabeth Warren was elected, he doesn't think this sort of widespread student debt relief would pass right away.
If you followed the last decade or so in Washington, very little gets done. In my review of the candidates, right, and what each of the candidates was proposing, I got the sense that they are not expecting anything to happen today or tomorrow. But they want the conversation. They want the conversation started. They want the conversation to continue, right, in the hopes that this grows and whatever they end up with helps students.
I'm Peter Medlin.